Due to the shortage of face masks in Malaysia, many people had no choice but to go out and about without any gear to cover themselves. We still can see uncles, aunties, and a handful of young people roaming in shopping malls without wearing masks. Although we would prefer to avoid being in close proximity with them, we understand that they may have a hard time purchasing these protective gears. Two Malaysians were detained in Indonesia for allegedly smuggling 12,000 face masks back to their home country. According to the Star, the officials at the international airport in Medan, Sumatra grew suspicious of the pair of Malaysians on Wednesday, the 11th of March. Thus, they decided to search their bags before their flight to Kuala Lumpur. Wait, what? 12,000 face masks sound like a lot. Both Malaysians were detained due to suspicion on hoarding face masks, and the masks were ultimately confiscated by the authorities in Indonesia. While they were being questioned, the 44-year-old and 42-year-old suspects mentioned that they were planning to distribute the masks to the children in Malaysia to protect against the transmission of COVID-19. Luckily for the suspects, they were deported back to Malaysia without any criminal charges. The Indonesian police spokesman, Tatan Dursun Atmaha, stated that they didn't find any criminal conduct. "We didn't find any criminal conduct after questioning them, so they will be sent back." Apparently, Indonesia had launched a crackdown on mask hoarding since the confirmations of their first COVID-19 patient this month. In order to prevent panic buying and escalation of prices, the authorities are seemingly doing a good job. The Indonesian police had also seized 1.9 million face masks from a warehouse near Surabaya. Yikes. It is indeed a difficult time right now, even when we want to protect ourselves. However, smuggling face masks from other countries is a criminal offense. Please do not do it. It's also incredibly selfish to sell the masks at a marked-up price, since the masks are controlled items. Also read, SS15 pharmacy packed with long queues, believed to be giving away free masks and hand sanitizers. You have reached the end of this story.